In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Live Show on your Friday afternoon. We are here to talk fantasy and it is another carnage round with injuries galore and we're going to talk about how we are going to figure it out. Let's go!
Bulch has done it from nowhere.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys AFL Fantasy Live Show. And is this thing on? Luke, is this thing on? We're back in business.
We'll know in about 10 seconds when the delay catches up and everyone's commenting frantically.
Yes, I am your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy, wallowing and crying about the death of my team, as a few people in the chat have already pointed out. And I'm joined by another fellow mourner of his fantasy season, Luke Rogerson. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I can see here, thank you, Mark, for the super chat, $10, but the $10 is for the tombstone for your team. We might need $20, yeah. Mark, because...
we need two tombstones.
Yeah, we need double. Either that or we just get both our names engraved.
The difference is here is that you killed both of our teams, so you don't get a tombstone. You just get a stick in the ground because you convinced me to go Coleman over Bailey-Dale. For the cash and the cash gen. It's hard to make cash when you're not playing, Luke.
What did Bailey Dale score last night?
Well, over the last 2 weeks, he's combined for 105 points. So
105? That's not that's average. Good. You're talking about 205.
Averaged 105 in the last two games.
Hey, it's not bad, but this is exactly where this was always going to go, was that Bailey Dale was not going to quite do as well, I don't think, long term, but he did give you the one big one. Or he didn't give you the one big one. Sorry about that. But this is the thing. I'm on a hot streak here of trading in players sight unseen. I'm thinking of doing it again this week.
Yeah, you went Philippou. You then went Coleman. So let's complete the set. Get Callum Mills in for you this week.
Enter Callum Mills at the Oxongs. Welcome to the Oxongs, mate.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, before we get into anything else, and scroll down to the bottom here in case we miss any super chats, because we have exceptions here. Who wants the first question of the day? Lindsay or Philippou at M8? He can't loop. This is, I assume, someone who already has these players in their field. Who are you putting on field, Lindsay or Philippou?
Good opportunity to discuss Philippou. Boxall's in.
Well, he's on the bench, the interchange, whether or not he's sub or not, but he's made the cut. He's made the 23.
Is this where my big Philippou move suddenly becomes genius? McRae out.
I think that there's a chance.
You're telling me there's a chance?
I think there's a chance that things could look up for the poo. So I think in this question here, exceptions.
Things often look down for
I'd go Philippou on field over Lindsay. That's my hot tip.
Risk it to get the biscuit.
Get the biscuit. But let's talk about last night's game because it was a very, very exciting game, built-up game with the big revenge tour. Bailey Smith going up against the Bulldogs for the first time. And he was both of our VCs. So he does it again, mate. He just comes up against these hard matchups, which the Bulldogs were, at least over the last 5 to 10 games or so, and puts up a big, big score. And apparently he did it playing hurt. And you said you hadn't seen the quote here.
No,
before.
Working hard today, but you weren't. So what was the quote?
Never work hard, mate. He basically said that, he wasn't sure if he'd get up for the game, but because it was the Bulldogs matchup, he played. He said he would have played with the finals game, but any other game, he said he might not have got up. So, and he also went on to say that he had 4 injections in his shin at halftime to keep him going, which, I don't know, man. Geelong, 4 injections in your shin, it just sounds a bit much to me. I don't know if I want to say I call bullshit, But it just feels like there's a lot of mayo on this.
Bailey would never lie to us. Maybe a little bit of mayo on top.
There's a lot of mayo, I reckon.
I don't care. He's played. He did got a good score. I don't care. Where I care is what it means for next week. Because I've now had 3 weeks in a row where I haven't been able to do the trades that I want. Yeah. There's guys that are getting around at the Oxongs that are... It's an absolute stench coming off the Oxongs at the moment. And I can't get rid of the fuckers.
My early take, they play like Sunday night or something, I think, next week. I reckon he's fine. I reckon he's fine. He looked fucking good to me out there. He looked like he was running fine. Like, I don't even think we've got an actual injury. Something about his shin. He looked like he was running absolutely fine to me. So I'm going to pencil him in to my side, and I don't think we worry about it right now until later. Yeah, the absolute final game, 7:20 Sunday. So that's a laid out prime for the making. It is at Optus Stadium, so flying to Perth.
Yeah.
You'll know if he flies or not.
I reckon we're fucked. Lats, thank you for the super chat, Lats. Just wants to know our trades. What do you got going on, Mitch?
Our trades. So at the moment, I am trading. Locked in, I'm doing... Where am I going? McRae to Noah Anderson by putting Levi Ashcraft into my forward line. So I know Anderson's going to be my trade-in from Jack McRae. And then I'm doing Kadeen Coleman up to Josh Dacos. So spending all that cash that I saved last week to immediately trading in Coleman to trade out Coleman to...
To trade in a player you probably don't even like.
Yeah, look, Josh Dacos, he's the best guy I can afford. Do I love it? No, but... Yeah, couldn't afford Bailey Dale. He was too expensive, went up too much money. But obviously would have been nice 2 weeks ago, but this week, glad I didn't go there. So Josh Dacos comes in and Noah Anderson for Coleman and McRae.
I don't even fucking know yet for my trades. I think I might just stand my ground and bring in Callum Mills. It's if it hasn't worked 2 weeks in a row, it'll work the third time, right?
Yeah. Insanity, like doing same thing, expecting different results.
It's kosher.
Something else.
I reckon we're good here. So Callum Mills might come in. I saved all this cash by going mid round last week, Sherry to Marshall, and then I was ready to spend it, and everyone just said fuck you to the Oxongs. So yeah.
The money that Kitty Coleman went up last week, and the money that Josh Dacos went down last week, made the trade this week possible, because I'm only going to have $4,000 left in the bank. So maybe in a roundabout way. It was meant to be.
Saved you.
Yeah.
Matt's question is, appreciate the super chat as well, Matt. Could Horny be a hold? Can go McRae and Hall to Bolton and Mills or more?
No, I don't think he's a hold. Even if you could get to someone that you like, and I think you're compromising on this trade by getting in Shea Bolton and a Callum Mills or a Dylan Moore, which... Very sketchy players there anyway. So by doing McRae and Horn Francis instead of a Hall, you'd be able to get two better options, I would suggest. By holding Horn Francis, there's talk about him coming back in round 13. Maybe he's back in round 13. We know he's not playing next week. He's on his bye. He's also got 149 break even, so he's going to go down in cash. He's not a Zach Merritt that can score 150. And like, if you cop another injury next week... Well, then you're really up the creek with no paddle, because like, just look at people who held Jaden Short last week. You hold Jaden Short, then you get hit with a Horn Francis and a McRae and potentially a Callahan all in 1 week. It's just, you're asking for trouble, I think, there for someone who, look, Horn Francis, it's not like he's been, you know, Bailey Smith.
No.
He hasn't been knocking the lights out. Like, he's been okay, frustrating, up and down. So I think you cut bait and get a better trade in. Yeah, Matt.
Thank you for those super chats, guys. Let's just keep going over last night's game. So your boy Holmesy gave you a nice one. That's been a frustrating watch as well, but last night was good. Talk to me about Tim English, because you had eyes on the third quarter. Man. I didn't. What happened?
He was going well. He kicked a goal, was doing nice. I thought we were on for a 110-plus score here. At one point, he was in the big boys, top five, but when Santa came in, he moved down. But there was one play, and people who are English owners and were watching the game, I'm sure would have seen this. He went to tackle in the ruck, and for all money, it looked like a good tackle, holding... he was going to get paid, holding the ball, get a kick. You know, your classic plus eight, the best play in fantasy. Instead, the umpire calls holding the man, so deems that the ruckman didn't have the ball yet, which was ridiculous. And then out of frustration, you know, English was as mad as I was on the couch, he ran over and just... put a shoulder, I think it was Richards or someone like that, put a shoulder in late. Again, a very
put a shoulder into Richards.
Soft call. No, not who else was it? I don't know.
Poor Buzz. He's so frustrated he's taken out his teammates.
Bailey Smith or someone, one of the other players. And,
that's frustration.
And gave up another negative three. So he's gone negative six instead of a plus eight. That's a 14-point turnaround. And I reckon from that point on, he sucked because he scored the 95. I think he was on like 84 at three-quarter time, which should have been a 98 at three-quarter time if you put those 14 points back on. And yeah, he would have gone on to have a big game. So yeah, very disappointing. And that play just to me just really, I went to bed after that. I couldn't watch the last quarter. That was enough.
Tom Stewart looked okay. Maybe it's a trap.
Mm.
Could never say that about Tom Stewart.
Could you go Tom Stewart into your side for Kadeen Coleman?
Well,
you can't.
I can't. He's played.
Yeah, true.
If I could guarantee 92, I probably would.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that, Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, he is a potential play. I mean...
We'll talk about him next
traveling week. Traveling to Optus next week, West Coast. Yeah, there's a chance maybe he's rested.
And then we already mentioned Bailey Dale and Davidson for those who still have scored.
What about...
Well.
Just a little quick point on Ed Richards here. He got tagged last night by O'Sheen Mullen, who kept Butters to like a 46 or something. He ends up putting up 115. The commentators kept going on about he is the highest rated player in the competition so far this season, like the highest on the player rating system from Champion Data, which that player rating system, do you know what it means? Like what is the player rating system?
I don't know the ins and outs, but Richard started, I would say, slow. First 5 weeks, he didn't go over 100. And then from there on in, there's only been one time he dropped
really
under
100.
Good. So impressive. Goes into... the bye next week.
Yep.
But he does have the Hawks coming out of the bye. So
yeah, I mean, if he keeps going like he's been going the last 5-6 weeks, like he definitely might be in top eight consideration for midfielders. So good to see that he could fight through a tag like that.
Before we talk teams, we do have another sneaky super chat from Noah. Thank you, Noah. Noah asked, defender forward for 872K or less.
Oh.
Have to be in the horny boy. And McRae.
See, this to me is the, and I know a lot of people are going to be shopping here. This to me is the, this is the gross area of players. There's not too many guys that I really like in this type of price bracket. I'll throw a few names your way, Luke. Rory Laird from the Crows. You could look at someone like a James Peatling, also from the Crows. So a couple of Crows boys there. Could you look at someone like Callum Mills?
Well, Noah mentions here he had Mills, then he swapped to Jackson, now he's on Bolton, so there's a bit of indecision there.
Is there any one of those guys that I named or yeah, like a Bolton or I think is Luke Jackson around that price as well?
Yeah, Jackson he's got there on his list. Look, I think to be honest, Mills has the best potential upside and you're obviously saving just a wee bit of cash there as well.
I think it's too risky.
But I mean, it's proven all right for me the last couple of weeks, so it might be good for you, might be good for you too, Noah. Luke Jackson, I think, in the role could be the safest. It just depends on how you feel about how that all looks.
This could be very much
comes back.
A buy structure sort of play.
I don't like Shea Bolton.
You know, I don't like Shea Bolton either.
I think Shea Bolton's a bit like...
What is he like? He's a bit of like a shiny object to a fish, am I right?
That's what I was... How did you know that?
Yeah,
that's what I was going
to
say.
That's a very smart way to put
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just, you know...
Figure that one out, guys. So, I think I'd probably go to one of those Crows players. Peatling or a Rory Laird. You got the West Coast matchup. Round 15 buy is enough that maybe they could generate a bit of cash and you flick them off at that point. Although we do have a few round 15 forwards in Rankin and Petrarca there already. So maybe it is a Rory Laird. But yeah, I don't love a lot of the options, to be honest.
Oh, it's tough. It's a tough position to be in. And we're in a similar one. Teams. Team reactions.
Oh, yes.
Teams.
What have we got?
Also, what's going on?
Kitty Coleman out. Obviously, if you're a schmuck like us, like, are you looking at holding? I mean, I have to trade because I have no cover in defense. So I'm going to cop a donut if I hold. So yeah. I'm trading him.
I've got the ultimate cover in defense. Cover doesn't get better than Finn O'Sullivan.
Mm.
That guy...
He's guaranteed 40.
That guy is coverage personified.
Are you trading him out?
I'm filthy about this because the maybe I'm being a bit of a sookie lala, which does check out. But the reason that you wait a week on some of these guys is normally just to see, okay, like they're back, they're healthy, they're in the role.
Yeah.
All those things were tick, tick, tick. And then he's just done in by a little bit of midweek soreness.
Yeah, and
the problem is that the Lions are in such a luxurious position, so we should have known that any inkling...
Well, it was always a risk. I thought it was maybe mitigated by the fact that he'd played two rounds before in the VFL. Like, yeah. I thought... I mean, what's he doing in the VFL? Just, like, strolling around? Was he not running as hard?
I think that's what he might have been doing. I think that's what most genuine AFL players do, man, in the VFL.
I thought they the whole point of getting into the VFL is to actually play some proper footy and avoid this kind of a situation. So, but anyway.
Just four needles in your shin.
Yeah, come on. Just get some needles in your...
Couple of needles in and you should be sweet.
But anyway, yeah, so would you prioritize trading out some of those more expensive players first, even though you've only got a 40 in there for your cover? Or when does North Melbourne play? Do you get a look at it? No, they play after Brisbane.
If you have better cover than what I do, then perhaps there's an argument to say that you could, because...
Chances are he'll be back next week.
Yeah, you would think, and you definitely think he's going to be back before those other guys. So... I think so. And then obviously trading the more expensive guys means you've got more money to play with as well. So if you've got better cover, and even if you're in a great position where you could loop someone and have a look, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like if you had a prior or someone like that, you could definitely have a look at that tonight. And or the Carlton rookie, you could also have a look at him. So, but I would be trying, in my personal opinion, I'd be just trying to trade out the other guys first before Kitty Coleman and get better players in. I think even if it means putting a Finn O'Sullivan on field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like the players you're putting on field anyway are still Max Hall and these other guys, Warner, like they're no guaranteed to go more. Whereas I think I'd rather try to get a better player in.
Tyler's snuck in with a super chat. Thank you, Tyler. Says, should I trade in Warner and Anderson for Horny and McRae, or trade Stone to Simpson and Horny to Merritt and then hold McRae for next week?
No, I'd be trading out McRae and just getting those points and those dollars on field. Next week, I think, is going to be a prime rookie shuffle week. Even if we have to pay a little bit more, I think the points this week are going to be worth that.
Merritt, you would hope as well. I mean, you'd hope he's not going to go up in value at the very least.
Oh, no, he won't go up.
And I think it's more likely that he drops a little bit. So,
yeah.
Even with the Richmond matchup, hopefully you've got a captain option there, Tyler, and you can forego Merritt this week. Tim, sneaking in with a super chat as well. Thank you, Tim. Merritt or Sinclair, which one, Kakko to Merritt or Bo Allen to Sinclair?
I am going to say that if you are in a good position, and I know, Tim, you're in a decent position, you've been playing well this season, and maybe your cash in is looking okay, I think I'd go Merritt over Sinclair. I think he is a top 4 or 5 mid. He's got the round 16 bye. If you don't get him in this week or next week, you have to wait until round 17. I know he's got a 150 break even, but he is cheap now. He's priced at 102, and I think that is unders what he can do. A little bit of concern, some people suggesting that he's been playing a bit more forward. He played like 80% CBAs on the weekend, but I just think this guy's a gun, and I think he will come out with the point to prove tonight. I just think that you're getting a gun player and a great matchup with a great buy at a good price. The only issue is that, you could get him cheaper next week. But with that said, he is cheap now.
Still on team reactions, some rookies.
We do. We've got a few debutants and also some cash cows that maybe have played in the NFL before but are still base and price for us. So Angus Clark, Harry O'Farrell, William Hayes, Hugh Jackson, and Harry Ralston are all confirmed to at least be in the best 23. Now, we want to check Ned Bowman and Ben Jepson. I don't believe I saw Ben Jepson in there, but let's check Ned Bowman, if he's going to be playing for the Swans.
All I heard was Hugh Jackman. That's my mind stuck on Hugh Jackman.
Okay, so no, those Sunday guys are not there, so cancel that out. But we do have at least, 5 players who are below 300K making a debut for this season at least for our fantasy side. So we might not be able to get them in this week, but next week when we might be doing a 3-rookie shuffle or at least 2 rookies in, there might be potentially a bit of options to choose from. Hopefully, they don't all get subbed out or start as a sub this week.
Yeah, this could be prime time. It looks like we've got a little bit of variety in positions as well. with Clark as a defender and then Jackson as a midfielder. Just Jackson.
I think Rowson's also a mid.
Jackson looks about
good things about him.
14 years old in his photo.
Oh, does he?
You need to have a look at that. You need that's, to see a birth certificate because he looks like a
that's
real
Christian Moraes territory right there. That guy. No,
that is Christian Moraes. I'm talking about Jackson.
Yeah, I know, but he also looks like that, and we know how well he's gone.
This guy looks like circa 2012 Justin Bieber.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
Don't you think?
Yeah. He's 22, but he's a mature ager. Whew. Weapon. Get him in.
Oh, to look that young.
I think it's his fourth year on the list. Like, he was drafted like 4 years ago, and he's only just now getting his debut. So okay. He's stuck around for a while.
Hey, so he's going to be primed for it.
All right, a few super chats coming in here. Timmy Time, Jason Horn, Francis McRae to Martin and Heaney or Warner instead? So Heaney or Warner, I think, is the question here. Or Martin or Warner?
Well, it could be because obviously Martin and Warner both have that forward status. I'm going Martin and Heaney instead of Warner and Heaney. Diversify. Big ceiling potential.
I'd rank the three. I'm not sure which combination or if you're looking for... Like the best two out of those two, I think, would be Martin and Warner. Then, Martin and Heaney. I do like Warner's round 14 buy. He's the only premium forward that has that buy round. There's no one else. So for that reason, I think that's a really good tiebreaker for him. He's cheaper, obviously, than Martin.
One Short Kid, thank you for your super chat. Says, thanks for coming through with the content on the Patreon. Lads, no problems. We've been coming through Wednesday night. We've been coming through. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes every single week
answering questions. It's a good time.
We enjoy it, and everyone's question gets answered. So, One Shot Kid says, I was cashed up last week so I can get any two of Zeret, Martin, Anderson, Zorko, and have 200K in the kitty next week. Fuck me dead. Already have Warner. Top 30 for 9 weeks.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this guy's up there.
Killing it.
I can get any two of Zeret, Martin, Anderson, Zorko, and to have 200. So, yeah, I think I'd be absolutely fine getting Merritt in this case.
Yeah.
Who would you go, Martin or Anderson? I think I'm gonna leave out Zorko, I think, of these options.
You like Noah Anderson this week.
I do like Noah Anderson this week. Nick Martin has a great matchup. But he could undo it the following 2 weeks, in my opinion.
The other thing to give some consideration to as well, if you go Merritt and Martin, you are Dunskies on Friday night. You're done tonight. So maybe with some whisperings of Saul Wang. Not Saul Wang.
We don't want that.
I think I might go Anderson. Merritt, diversify.
Anderson feels like the safer option to me personally. It might hurt tonight. I think I've got Martin higher, spoiler alert, on the big boys than I do Anderson. But I think over the bye period, Anderson will pay back more of the faith.
Cactus says, "G'day lads. Do we hold Horny and trade next week to bank cash? Get anyone that I like."
So he can't get to anyone he likes. I still think you're better off trading, and even trading him to like the rookie, like, because you're trading someone, right?
Yeah, so pocketing heaps of cash.
Yeah, even trading him to Simpson or whatever it is, and have like 800K or whatever it is.
Double upgrade next week.
And then next week, maybe someone you like comes down into a price range you prefer, or you're more confident with one of these rookies, and you can do like a red dot to them, like, because. By trading him out, as I kick the light in here, by trading him out, you're not sacrificing any points. And it just gives you way more flexibility next week. Because he's obviously not playing.
Beautiful. You ready to put the goggles on, mate? What
let's
do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's see if I can find you some
give
music.
Give me music. Yeah, let's go. Okay. We are talking.
Music.
Yeah, my theme music, mate. It's my entrance song. So, big boys, we both had Bailey Smith as our vice captain last night.
I wasn't sure how that would go, to be honest. I thought that the Bulldogs would look at this game and say, if there's one person that does not beat us, it's Bailey Smith. And I know, of course, it wasn't just down to Bailey Smith, but the fact that he had his 30-plus possessions, and I felt like he was
influential. He had like 48 in the first quarter as well, like off to a massive start.
He was always going to get up for it, but I just thought the Bulldogs wouldn't allow it to happen.
No, this man's a beast, and he continues to dominate. So he was at number five. Let's count backwards this week.
Oh, okay.
At number four, I have Nick Martin. Now, the theme I've found from this.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This week is, I feel like there's a lot of boom or bust picks this week. A lot of guys that could go really big, or maybe their role means that they're not going to be. And I think Nick Martin falls into that category. So he's had 3 scores above 120 so far this season, but he's also had 4 scores 80 or below. But the Richmond matchup to me feels like one of those 120 pluses.
Yep.
So I think this is going to be his 4th, which gives him that perfect split. So I think he is a solid one. Definitely a really nice vice captain. I'd be a little nervous going in with a straight C, say you went a Bont last night or something like that. Number 3, Tristan Sherry. He's probably the one that feels like the safest pick as like a fullback option. So I like him at number 3. It's a neutral matchup. So for him, that's like a 115 to a 125. Like that's just what he is. So he's just going to just hit that one out, I think, as well. Although Collingwood do play a game with not many ruck contests. But Tristan Sherry, he's just so good. Then the top 2, I've got 2 midfielders. Jordan Dawson, I've got at number 2 going up against West Coast Eagles at home. Again, maybe another safety one because I don't know, does Jordan Dawson strike as the guy that fills his boots in this game? I think he had a game last year where he dominated the West Coast Eagles very early. They might have sent a tag to him at halftime, but
the trouble is him going forward. And I mean, it's tough to pick because I say the trouble is him going forward. But if he goes forward, Adelaide get on top and he kicks 3 or 4 goals, then suddenly you've put that ceiling, especially if he's doing what he wants to do in the midfield as well. Yeah. So,
and I think without Crouch still being, like him still not being there, just makes me feel a little bit more confident that he'll at least have like 65% CBAs, which I think is enough in this matchup for him to go large. And then at number 1, coming off his worst score of the season, I do have Zach Merritt bouncing back tonight. In the last 3 Dreamtime games, he went 109 last year, the year before 158, and the year before that 125 for a 3-year average of 131. I think he bounces back in a big way. There's some photos out there with him having meetings with past greats of Essendon, and he went on what's the Footy Tonight show, Footy 360, talking about how like it was not acceptable. Like he to me like feels like that guy that took that loss personally, and he's going to come out with a point to prove against a Richmond team, which is still the easiest matchup across all positions this year. So I think he could be in for a massive game.
I almost think it's better for him that he had such a poor game last week.
I almost agree.
I think there's just like there's no scenario where he doesn't go enormous.
Yeah, I agree.
And that is definitely a muzzle. Let's go.
Yeah. So that's why I feel confident trading him in. I'd love to put a VC on him. I cannot afford to do so, but he is the number 1. So those are the big boys who are the number 1 captain picking team in the entire world, Luke.
That's got a bit of mayo on it, but that's like
it's
that's
fact.
Out of that's everyone, just a, that's not just fact. Out of people that talk into microphones
yeah,
either.
That's
like that's
every person in the world.
You are doing something.
I am better than them at picking captains.
You're doing something right this year. At least we've got something that we're doing right because the teams, our teams are currently dog shit. So well done. Take your goggles off, mate. You've earned a well-earned rest.
All right. So
what do we do next?
Well, we've got a couple of super chats and then we'll go into our spicy takes.
Tim's super chat here just says, what should I do in general?
Tim, make good trades.
Navigate.
Right, next question.
Navigate to the delete team button, Tim. Tim's team's doing
well. Tim's doing
so
good.
Don't
back yourself
don't
in,
there,
Tim. That's what you should do.
Back yourself in. We answered your question before. But yeah, back yourself, mate, because you're absolutely killing it this year. Tyler says, horny to Jacko or Simpson, can't upgrade to a primo. What, talk about Luke Jackson. What's going on, Luke Jackson? Could you possibly?
The question for Luke Jackson is, what's going on with Sean Darcy? Because he is tied to him at the hip. So if you could tell me that Sean Darcy isn't coming back until after the mid-season bye period, then let's go for it. So if you have some sources or belief that that could be the case, then I would go there.
This is the thing for Darcy as well, is this is just like, this is cumulative. This is,
who do they play again?
You know, this is just his kind of script is being injured. So I feel like Freo are going to take all precautions, but it's one of those ones that has a use-by date. And I feel like in the last couple of years, we've seen on a number of different occasions when you trade these players in, it eventually does become time to trade them out.
It's a good matchup.
It does become time to trade them out. But at the point where it becomes time, often so many other things are going on and people are left having to hold extra weeks.
I mean, the good news is you're going to be in the bye round period where you've got an extra trade up your sleeve. So I think you do have more flexibility at this time of the year than if it was at the start of the season. It's in upgrade cadence. So I prefer it now than I would if it was 5 weeks ago. He has a great matchup this week. Terrible matchups the week before his bye, the week after his bye.
Yeah.
It's a really tough call. If you pick between him and the rookie, you're really picking between cash generation and scoring, because you're gonna sacrifice a lot of scoring this week by doing that.
It's tough.
I think maybe you take a punt on Luke Jackson.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of sacrificing that many points.
Because we've got some of these rookies coming through this week, and maybe there's a better option than Simpson the following week anyway.
Yeah, and the week-to-week proposition as well. If you can lock in a good matchup this week, hopefully get a good score, and then we never know what happens in a couple of days' time after the weekend wash-up, and you might just have other things to fix up, or you might find other ways to get points on field as well. So maybe have a punt in that situation.
I think Noah's come in with a second one. I'm not sure. Was he there before? But he's snuck in a bonus question and forgot to thank us. Well, thank you, Noah. That's where the thanks should go. His bonus question is Martin a do-or-die pickup with so many premium forwards now out? Or am I safe with going the safer combo, Heaney-Warner, keep it up, gents?
I don't know. I understand the narrative of Martin being the less safe option just because I think he's scoring yo-yos a bit. But I think the thing that we sometimes don't consider with those players is, like, Nick Martin will have 80 games, but Nick Martin will have 140 games.
He will, and it'll average out.
That's the thing. It'll average out. So, like, Warner, his best season, I believe, is averaging, like, around 95. I think Nick Martin can average 95. So,
well, talk about the top six forwards for me. Who have you got there right now as, like, guaranteed?
I don't have any of them because my team's dog shit. Well, I'm going to go Bailey Smith. I'm going to go Isaac Rankin. I'm going to go the Tractor.
I think they're your top three forwards. I'm locking those in as your top three.
When McRae comes back, he has to be a top six, don't you think?
I don't know. He was looking pretty ordinary before. Like, he had that one.
Okay, then who? Game. So who replaces him? So who's your bottom three?
So I think the next two are Warner and Nick Martin. I think those are the second tier, personally. I have Warner and Nick Martin very similarly projected in terms of their average for the rest of the season.
Jack McRae's averaging 99.
Yeah, he could be there too.
This is the thing with Jack McRae.
I think he
McRae.
And Jason Hall Francis are like almost another tier back.
I feel more confident that McRae is going to have his big ceiling games than Hall Francis is, and I think that's going to bump his average up.
Yeah. And then you got Kennedy as well, who we never seem to remember to talk about.
Sometimes I've got to back myself in the preseason, man. What's going on?
Yeah,
I mean, if Kennedy keeps doing what he's doing, then you can't ignore him.
So my point here is that if Warner allows you to get a better trade on the other side, like, I don't see that much of a difference between Warner and Nick Martin. And Warner is 100K cheaper.
Yeah, that's significant. Yeah, it is.
So, and the round 14 buy, I think in the forward line, I know the round 16 buy is like nice, but Bailey Smith is sitting there with the round 16 buy in our forward line. So by having in Nick Martin, you're going to have a second one there.
So maybe no, the answer there is Warner and Heaney, not necessarily because it's safer, but because you save a little bit of cash and they might.
Yeah, it's the cash. And I think, if you're getting Heaney by going Warner, then the Nick Martin option means you're probably getting someone pretty gross on the other side as well.
Yeah. Just be prepared that it could be ugly this week.
Was that?
because Nick Martin has Richmond.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Marshall, thank you for your super chat. Horn Francis to Merritt or Simpson and Bank Cash.
Get Merritt.
Yeah, get Merritt this week. I know that you could stand to get him cheaper next week, but as much as I tried to moz him before.
Enjoy that massive score tonight.
Oh, moz. So evil.
All right, let's get spicy, Luke.
Oh, time to get spicy.
Let's get spicy. Do you want to put the old graphic on? Ole, ole, ole,
ole. Feeling hot. There's a rattlesnake in here, Mitch.
Oh.
It's time to get hot.
You think about yours in a second.
No, I'm going to go
ever the optimist here, and I'm going to say that the much maligned Caleb Daniel bounces back this week, and he tons up. He's been shit. He's been a small potato, stringing together 50s and 70s. He hasn't toned up since round 3. He's only toned up twice this season, but I think he does it again this weekend. That's my spice to take. Caleb Daniel gives us just something extra to think about next week on whether or not we trade him out or not. All right. Your spice to take.
I'm going to go all the way to the end of the round.
Okay.
And my spicy take...
We'll all forget it by then. That's smart.
Yeah, it's clever of me. My spicy take is that Rowan Marshall against Jared Witts, who has been, I would say, the toughest ruck matchup this year. Rowan Marshall's going to go 130 plus.
Yep, I like it.
I think Roma is back in business. He's going to be at a happy hunting ground in Marvel. And I think Roma goes big again.
Did you see this?
I haven't had much luck in the last game of the round recently. It's been really where my team goes to die. But this week, it's going to be good. I've got a good feeling.
Yeah, this week's going to be great with Rowan Marshall and Hugh Boxall just rounding out my team at the end of the week. Big Hugh Boxall is going to maybe be on my field. So that's something to look forward to.
I can't do this 14 more weeks.
Next week we get to drop off some scores and we'll get an extra trade. So that'll be lovely to do. Did you see also that who is the ruckman from Max Heath? He was named emergency this week for the Saints. Imagine if Max Heath gets a game in the Saints before Harry Boyd does.
Harry Boyd has
what
had
a
one.
Fucking like crock of shit. Like, what is this? I pick this Boydie fella as my 30 green dots to give me all this cash, and you're telling me Max Heath is going to get a game before him? What is going on?
Don't tell me they'll be going to play two rucks this week just after my spicy take.
No, I don't think so. I think Keeler's in there and he'll pinch hit and just keep doing what he's doing.
I would have keeled it over and died had Heath been named.
All right, let us know any more of your questions, guys. We'll answer them for another 10 minutes or so. If you want to drop the questions in, we'll prioritize the super chats. But if you had a question before, drop them back down in there again because we'll start from the bottom as... that's just the easiest way to get it.
Spicy take from Eskimo. Luke regrets that bicep tattoo.
What's a bicep tattoo?
It says, watch out for the gun show. No, I don't regret anything.
No,
Eskimo.
No regrets.
No regrets. Not even one letter.
Rankin or Warner?
I like that Eskimo's looking at my biceps, but... Yeah. Rankin or Warner? Who's asked for Rankin or Warner?
Liam. Liam asked.
Rankin.
I'm going to Warner. Who's the best rookie, asked Eskimo, if you've already got Cooper Simpson, which is a good question and a hard question because...
Don't even look at these rookies these days. I've got too many fucking things to fix in my team.
So if you just sort by break even, there's no one close that's like someone who's played that is still there.
I've got so many scars from... trading in players first. I'm not even prepared to trade rookies in first week anymore.
Yeah, it does seem tough. Ralston is the only player that I've heard anything about, and he could be coming in for Finn Callahan, who's missing some time. The round 16 bye for rookies is very appealing because hopefully he'll have some at least a few weeks that you can make some cash and maybe you can cash out a little. So if I had to just throw a dart and some of the other rookie downgrades, if you already had Simpson, it'd be him. But know that that is absolutely what it is. It's a dart throw. I don't know too much more about him. And I'd be trying to maybe getting creative is a bit more the way to go. Maybe something else, a poor performing player down to someone who's maybe on the way up.
Bales is snuck in with a spicy take. Reckons Nick Martin's going 140 plus and that we don't like Nick Martin.
Yeah, no, I hate that weasel.
Oh,
Nah, I don't mind him. I think he's good. I just, yeah. The role is not something that I typically chase. I hate players playing on the field. You know, I just like those bench players like Kitty Coleman instead.
100% game time yeah. sucks.
Don't want that. You've
got to make it hard for yourself sometimes.
Nah, he's not going to go 150 plus because Richmond's going to win tonight, Luke. They're going to dominate and have all the ball. So he can't score if he doesn't have the ball.
Fucking oath. Jay Bishop says, would you go Dawson or Sherry C after Bailey Smith VC last night? No, keeping Bailey Smith score. I mean, there's a chance.
Oh, yeah. No, you take that 126.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Every day.
For big scores, but you're not giving up.
Don't let the 150s last week trick you into thinking we should chase those. They do not come along, and they don't. They're not layups like they were last week.
But even if you go to somebody and you get a 150, I mean, yes, it's
you make 25 points. Yeah.
You're making 25 points, but you risk an injury.
You're risking 126 points. Yeah, it's just the math don't math.
For sure.
All right.
Who else we got?
Is Dylan Moore an option at 695K with around 15 bot? Is he actually that cheap? Holy shit. 696. Holy crap. And he's coming off an 87. What's his break even? 70. Look, I'd almost prefer Dylan Moore to Shea.
That's just based on name. He's been so bad this year in terms of fantasy.
Yeah. But I'd prefer him to Shea.
Yeah, Shea's, he's that shiny fish or whatever I said.
Yeah, look, I'd try and avoid it. I think I would try and avoid that.
Yeah. Mad Marshall has jumped in with a super chat. Thank you. Sup, lads. Horny boy and McRae out. Either Merritt and Simpson and bank 500K, but this would allow me to bring Levi on field. Or get Warner and Bolton, but Ashcroft is stuck on the bench.
Bad planning. Okay, so if Simpson's coming in, but Ashcroft's coming back onto the field, I think I would go that option.
Yeah, instead of trading in Bolton.
Yeah, because then, like, Ashcroft could outscore Shea. Like,
correct.
Absolutely. And you'd definitely back in Merritt to outscore Warner.
I think I'd do the same thing there. Because to me, the way Levi Ashcroft's been going, I feel like that's almost half an upgrade, the motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think I'd go that way. And then the 500K means you've got ultra flexibility next week with three trades.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be a pretty nice one.
Yeah, for sure. Who can we go to here? Just Greeny says, just in general, who is the best player to get 890K? Doesn't specify a line.
This is that gross amount of money. 890, like 7K more, you've got Chad Warner. 9K, 890, Isaac Heaney. Bang. It's 888. How's that for you?
Yeah.
Under 890, Isaac Heaney is the pick to me. Could get some attention from Clayton Oliver this week. Is it? No, are they versing?
But if you're being forced to shop in a bracket and a guy like Isaac Heaney is the guy that you can get.
Yeah, they're versing him. Yeah, I think Clayton Oliver might stand out soon, but I don't know. I would call him a tagger.
Yeah. GTR Cot says, is Marich an option with McGovern out indefinitely and a late mid-buy and low break even? This is the guy
we swung and miss on this one.
Big. One of our biggest swings and misses. Up there with Bonner last year.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that you just go, okay, like, we know this guy can perform and I'm not going to hold him long term, but I'm trading him instead of a Callum Mills, instead of a... Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got data to say that he can score, you know...
He's averaging 86 in his last five, which I think is about where he's at. He's priced at, like, 80, 81. I don't think it's enough value. I don't think it's enough value. He's not going to make enough cash.
But let's not think of him as value. Let's think of him. People are in a position, and by people, I mean me, in a shit position who just have nothing going and just need a guy to hold down the fort, basically. Not Darcy Fort. can we go? Okay, we now trust this guy. We can't not trust this guy.
Yeah.
Can he hold down the fort if you need it?
Pace of Brisbane. Darcy Ford, that is. I think he'd be better than Shea. Shea's going to be the guy I keep referring to. Like his role and consistency a bit more.
Yeah.
Would you rather him or like a Luke Jackson? I mean, maybe you would prefer him over Luke Jackson just for certainty. Probably a better buy round. At least he's there for a bit longer before you flick him out. It doesn't excite me. I think it's there's worse options. I also think there's probably better options as well. But, yeah, you could.
Mark says, just a heads up, Pooh did his finger last week and didn't train today. I knew that Poo did his finger. I did see, because I was watching him so closely, that he hurt his finger midway through the game last week, which is ironic because he fingered my team as well, actually. but I did not know that he didn't train today. So that'll be... I'd tune in for Monday's show because this is going to be toys out of the cot. I might break some things.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if, you should loop one of your Sydney boys and
you know, do you
try
to
go him over.
I don't know if this is something that you have or anyone else out there has, but like when things are going wrong, is there like some sick part of the, you that goes like, let's see how fucked up this is?
Yeah, let's...
Do you know, like if a team's getting beaten by 100 points at halftime, part of you thinks, let's go for a record.
Yeah, let's do something we won't forget.
A 200-point flow. So some sick part of me, and maybe it's just so I can complain about it, thinks like...
Yeah, you want... asking for Wang out.
How about we do a Wang-Poo laid out combo?
It's interesting. It's...
Why don't we do that and just see what happens?
Yeah. Just how many donuts can you accrue?
Because chaos is a ladder, right? So
no, it's a
more,
pit. It's
the
a pit
more chaos
season.
I get, the taller my ladder.
No, this season it's a pit. It's a straight pit. There's
so
nothing...
chaos is a ladder when other people are experiencing chaos?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and when I'm experiencing it and I'm getting the raw end of it, it's a fucking pit. It's, there's nothing good about it. That's how it goes.
Yeah, fuck. Tim is killing us with the super chats here. We really do appreciate it, Tim. Which is the best 200K rookie to bring in over Simpson?
Well, there's no such thing as a 200K rookie anymore, but a 230K
rookie. You
know what
Tim means.
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm being a smartass. I think, and again, please don't, if this goes horribly wrong, don't slide into my DMs and go, Mitch, you're a fucking idiot, because I am. You're right.
You could just do that even if it doesn't go wrong.
Ralston is the pick here for me because he's got a round 16 bye. He's likely coming in for Callahan. He's had good numbers as a junior before. I think he is going to play a midfield role. He could, however, be like that Hugh Boxall that comes in and plays 55% time on ground, though, which seems to be something that coaches love to do for some God knows reason.
Cactus has another super chat as well here. What's Cactus got for us, Mitch?
Trade in Nathan O'Driscoll as an M8/bench option for cash and cover. Is he back in? Is that someone? Was he back in last week?
I don't believe Nod was. I think that would be all over my radar.
Yeah, Nathan O'Driscoll. He's not back in, is he? No, I don't think he's even named back in this week. So, no. No, it's hard to do that. Hard to be a cash generator
but
and cover if he's not in the side.
You know what? I could go for the...
Yeah, no, he's not in.
I could go for 4 weeks in a row because if I bring in Mills this week...
Oh, you could go then back to Nod.
Hopefully Nod comes in next week and I'm just going...
See if you can stretch this out to the rest of the season. That'd be impressive.
This could be unbelievably good. Okay, let's answer a couple more questions and then we'll let these guys go have a fiddle. What do we got? Let's say... Looks like you boys are on over $100 an hour this evening. Let's go. I think maybe there are some super chats coming in.
Some super chats. And yeah, it'd be nice if YouTube didn't get their little grubby paws on their 30%. But, you know,
bloody
gotta give them a little bit of a cut. But yeah, no, thanks guys. We do appreciate the super chats.
Matt says, instead of going horny boy to Shea, can I go and only play three rookies down back, Reed, Trainer, and Bice, and bring in Simpson in the bank pocket 400K? I agree with you here, Matt. I don't like the 800K or under options as well. If your rookies on field are Bice, Trainer, and Reed...
They're good rookies.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I still feel like as far as the rookies that we've got going, other than Levi Ashcroft, like those are still... Mm. Guys that you think can give you a decent score and probably have the higher floor of the rookies in recent times anyway.
I think it's an option. Like,
yeah,
the guys below 800K, like maybe it was Tom Stewart last night. He was probably the guy, but obviously you can't do that now.
Yeah.
Like, Mills?
Don't do it to yourself.
No, like there's every chance that he's subbed out or managed or... plays in the back line.
Yeah, he could even be the starting sub.
Yeah, I think you may be sacrificing a few points there, but just much more certainty next week, much more flexibility, and I think you'll be able to make that up. So do that. Expect that maybe your rank might not be awesome this week, but hopefully next week you can make a big move.
Beautiful. We'll let these people have a fiddle, Mitch. If they want their question guaranteed answered, where can they go?
Head over to patreon.com/ballboys because we do answer every single question and we try to do so with some sanity at the end, but we can't always guarantee it. Sometimes Luke will make some ridiculous fish comments, but there's some good cheese humor in there as well. Yeah, just all the things you're looking for in a podcast.
You tick, tick, tick. You can't tick, predict. Tick, tick.
Yeah, so patreon.com/ballboys. Get the trade targets. Get the big boys before the Thursday night game, which will set you up for the weekend. They are flying, and we will see you guys for the round review podcast. Hopefully, Luke is still with us and hasn't walked into traffic. And we'll see you guys then. Have a great weekend. Bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.